The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada for the last show of season two. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined as always by my good friends Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. Chewy's out in the mine still. John Frederick's our new intern this week. Weird. We've got all the boys from Crush and the ever foul mouth Jenny Pest Dispenser to talk some shit this week.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Well.
Awesome.
So
hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
If John is the intern this week, does that mean that the three boys get to be the intern next week?
You wish.
Don't you wish.
Yeah.
One day.
One day soon.
Hi, everybody.
I'll need to check IDs. I'm so sorry. Continue, Rory.
Oh, whatever. I was stepping on your conversation. It's not like I drive the bus or anything around here.
Short
you
bus,
were saying,
maybe.
Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Ramirez. Hi, everybody. Like I said, this is the last show of season two. I thank you. Thank you all for listening this long, long, wonderful year.
Wow.
We're looking forward to a big show next week, and I might talk more about that at the end.
Oh,
but
cool.
Right now, you guys were actually some of the first people I wanted to have on the beginning of season two. I think I sent an email or a Facebook a year ago, and then nothing happened.
He's all about the hard
shit.
Work.
Yeah.
I think I typed something and clicked send a long time ago.
And then, but now
we smoke a lot of pot.
He sent a smoke, he sent a smoke signal. That's what Rory really meant. He didn't actually
we'll
send
have
anything.
To talk to
yeah,
our
a smoke signal.
We had to, like, wait.
Hey, dude. You want
to
be a
marijuana person? Addicts are often dangerous to handle.
That's right. Violent.
We had to wait a year just so they'd age a little bit. Man. How old are you guys?
I saw a meme recently. I smoked pot once and now I'm gay. Because that's the gateway.
It's so true.
Slow, confused thinking and defective judgment.
Well, we're really happy to be here. Sorry it took us a year. I'll talk to my manager about that one.
Right.
My manager.
You know, Mom? Thinking about it, I might have just asked Smiley Mike, hey, how can I get a hold of those kids? And he said, oh, yeah, I'll send you a phone number. And then,
you know,
then we had a beer.
To get a hold of us, you have to come to our show and buy a shirt, and then we'll think about it.
Yeah. That happened.
And it happened.
I went, where we went to your last show at the Knit and bought two t-shirts.
I appreciate that, dude. Thanks for having us, too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
I feel so legit, like my voice sounds, you know, like,
Like your balls drop.
That sounds
really good.
Yeah, basically.
Well, let's go around the room. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, what's your name,
friend? We made it to the big time. I am Aaron. I play guitar in Crush, and I sing.
How old are you?
19.
And he just got out of grade school.
Awesome.
And you, sir?
My name is Jimmy, and I play electronic drums and sing.
How old?
Electronic drums?
Oh, and I'm 18.
Yeah.
Aw.
It was all very queer.
And I'm Daniel, and I DJ, and I sing.
How old?
I buy their alcohol.
Yeah. Good man.
Wait, the guy over by the CDs is the oldest?
No. I'm the guy by the door.
Oh, okay.
You can call me Guy by the door. Yeah, let's agree to just drop names. I'll just call you Controller Dude. Blondie.
I'm the drummer.
Miss Inappropriate.
I'll be Inappropriate. That's cool.
And I'll be MCP.
MCP.
Okay. Just call me Long Hair in the corner.
That works.
Long Hair in the corner.
Because this won't get confusing.
Nick,
in six
I want
minutes.
You to be the Hispanic one.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
The Hispanic one.
I'll be THS.
I'll be the Jew in the room. Awesome.
Well, we're together.
The first
we are
time for that.
Jew. No, there's two Jews in the room then, because we're each half.
Oh, look at that.
Well, hey, we got a little Hebronic nation going on here.
Yes. Whoop. We'll just call you woman.
Woman.
Does that work?
Woman.
That is your identifying characteristic
it
today.
Is.
Yeah.
It is. And the whore heels.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on, but I also have a very special message for you. As I might have mentioned to you at your last show, my daughter Riku is your biggest 6-year-old fan.
Yes.
And she's seen you twice. She has both of your CDs. listens to it like most of the nights of the week. And so she wanted me to deliver this message to you guys that we recorded at my house.
Here Brilliant.
We go. Awesome.
Oh,
just think about it. You guys could date her. You're close enough in age.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Get them while they're young.
The age of consent's lower in Nevada.
Right? 16.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
This is great.
Yeah, I know. Professionalism, right? Okay.
Here it comes, folks.
Speaker, that's what I wanted.
Volume?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
My volume's all the way up.
And it's on speaker.
Dude, this was so much louder earlier. I don't know what's happening.
Did you confuse up and down on the volume?
Rory's often just, confused by up and down. There.
Wait, what? Okay.
Technology. You got to fucking love technology.
Really? I just played this at my house and it was super loud.
The sound of people turning off the podcast.
Yeah, that's what we
there
just
There we
happened.
Go. Okay.
Cause you're so, so good at the music.
Oh, God.
If you come right, shut me down. I will always say you're the best. Oh, yeah. You're the best. Oh, yeah. You so always okay.
So this is Crush's next songwriter for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, let's get her on the track.
I wish I had a bed right now. Okay, that's the end.
Oh my God. That was great. I actually really Job respect Riku. That opinion because it's a musical
thank you
person.
So much yeah. that she wishes she had a band right now.
Wow. Well, she's you have a very budding... musical child, so I respect well, the opinion of that.
Yeah, well, and sure. after the Knit show, I said, so what'd you think of the big rock show? Because we've never taken her to something with lights and mm-hmm. sound systems.
Right.
Like, oh, Daddy, I loved it. I want to do this for the rest of my life. And I don't know if that's a parenting win or just a giant headache in about 10 years. Yep.
well, you could concerts. Ask Miley Cyrus's parents. Yeah. I'm sure they would have an opinion on that. Yeah. Yeah.
What, Billy Ray? Hey, introduce me to your friends.
Well, we remember Riku. Cool. So thank you, Riku. That was incredible.
That was awesome.
Thanks for dancing at our show. That is the coolest thing anyone can do, and you are very awesome.
I know.
So I'm going to play this for her. Just this segment,
I love the show.
Okay.
From dancing.
From dancing.
That's awesome.
Nick, how was your weekend,
My
buddy?
My weekend... God.
Quick recap. You got cast in a commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, last week I auditioned for a commercial, local commercial.
I did
for a
too.
Casino. Yeah, and Rory gave me a ride and they auditioned him too. And then I got the call on the weekend.
Just Nick's can actually play guitar.
Yes, for the guitar player.
So did they pay you in gambling tokens or?
Not yet.
Okay. Wooden whistles, train whistles.
It should be a paying gig. I'll get a check, you know. It'll be cool.
Yeah, buddy.
Here's your dollar.
Actually, more legit.
Film it tomorrow, which will be in the recent past for you listeners. But yeah. And then let's see. I played a show Friday with the Liver Scars for Chapin's Culo.
Yeah, save yeah. Chapin's ass.
Yeah,
how did that work out?
That was a blast, man.
I love saving Chapin's ass.
What happened to Chapin's ass?
Actually. I actually talked to Chapin. I know what's up with his ass.
Chapin? Well,
didn't he have like part of it chopped
is
off?
It Chapin? He Chapin? Actually had some kind of cyst issue going on, and they had to. They couldn't find it, and it ruptured. And then got a sort of like septicemia type of thing where he actually got blood toxins. And then he had, and it's his asshole.
Sepsis.
So then he had to actually like go and take like 4 baths a day to like keep his asshole clean. It was just, he's telling me about it. And I'm all, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. This is really about your asshole?
Shit.
This isn't like a joke? And he's like, no, it really is. He goes, Jenny, it was fucking hell. I was in pain for like a month. You have no idea. My asshole hurt every day. And I'm like, that's
well,
awesome.
he's back on it. He was at the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back on his
he's
feet.
Oh, yeah, he's much better.
The same
but
disgusting
his asshole suddenly became a very expensive asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He told me it was really, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he owns a bar and stuff, so health insurance. I mean, he might have some, but not nearly enough to cover hospital, being in the hospital and having it drained.
I hope he gets there. Look, we know Chapin. We love Chapin.
Yeah, he's
but
a good
that
guy.
Is way too much shit to know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving on. I was in a benefit show this weekend, too.
For Elsie?
Yeah, the Elsie After All show on Saturday that we talked about a bunch last week. An amazing success at both venues, Swill and Chapel. Lots of people showed up. Really felt the love. The biggest thing that I was impressed by, I was at Chapel on Friday night for the Hellbound Glory show. It was a free show, Hellbound Glory. Going on tour for the next 3 months.
Was that packed or what?
It was packed. It took 10 minutes to cross the room to get to the patio outside kind of thing.
Yeah.
The next night at Elsie's show, just about as packed up until about midnight is about when it started petering down for both shows. But Elsie's show, just as packed as the Hellbound Glory show. And that was really cool to see on a back-to-back. We packed that place to capacity for, you know, 3.5-4 hours.
That's
and
awesome.
A lot of people showed up. A lot of people walked away with some great silent auction items and raffle prizes. John Frederick sounded great over there at the Swill.
Ha!
Good job, intern.
That guy's a queer.
That guy's a fag.
Not as much as you.
Around here, does
is that saying much?
Is fag a good thing around here? Or?
Doesn't matter.
It's just kind of there.
What is that?
Oh, I'll show you after the show.
Yeah.
I'll show you after the show.
Come with me, little 18.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?
Then book them on a podcast.
So I have to get one thing straight real quick. You know, we told you guys our ages, so I would love to know your guys' ages,
And
why are you hanging out with kids?
I'm old enough to be your mother.
Jenny, you're only as old as the last person you've slept with, so...
I think we explained 18? To your manager, dude,
I'm
that
only
we 18? Asked
That's
the questions.
Hey, I'm
fist pump on that one, for sure.
I am proudly 39 years old.
Cool.
Damn. Yes.
That's what's nice. Up, dude. I wouldn't. Yeah. I thought
I actually
20s,
thought,
yeah. mid-20s.
I was thinking
you.
Much younger.
You guys 18. Win.
It's not because you're young looking. It's because you're immature.
You get a, thank you, Rick. You get an extra 100 points on the quiz.
Okay, perfect.
What the fuck?
Kissing my ass is always a way to win.
That's
just thank you, sweetheart. That's just a rule of life.
Well, you're driving the bus, so I kind of like to, you know,
exactly.
You know, the Jew in me is, you know, just kind of
you know how to be a good passenger.
Don't lie, the Jew in you just wants to be the backseat driver and be like, now turn left. I said left. I'm in the car with my grandma. She's like, oh my god, do you see that light? It's green. Why are we slowing down then? Oh, because it's going to turn red eventually. Okay, psycho. Let's just go. I don't want to die. Because they don't get older. They just get nuttier.
Right.
They don't. Right, they right. don't. A certain age, yeah.
What'd you do this weekend, Rick?
I fucking spent the whole week recording
with the lovely Michelle
Pappas.
Nice.
And her fucking album is so awesome, dude. It's so rad. It's all like Indian and crazy. And it's fucking, all of it. One song, three songs are kind of Western-y sounding. And then one song is like totally this like wild Indian kind of like, you can smell the camel dung as it plays. It's like it's
very, very desert-esque, very
yes.
Nevada.
She is such a great lyricist. She is such a great guitar player. She doesn't make that squeak noise when she changes the guitar chords. And that just blew my mind.
Oh,
I'm like, why? How do you not make the squeak noise?
The squeak noise gets girls though. I mean,
that's true.
Like, oh, wow. Wow.
So, Michelle,
he must know
needs
what he's
it
doing.
Not.
His hands are shifting on the strings.
She's fucking rad.
Maybe Michelle also had very nice things elsewhere. To say about you on the Facebookery.
Dude, we got all 7 tracks done. And
nice.
And we're
two weekends.
Primary tracking all done. So it's fucking
boom.
Awesome.
Boom.
Good shit, man.
And that's
how
all
we get
done.
Shit done.
Who do you got? Who do you got up this next weekend? Do you even know? He'll know.
Do you even care?
Oh, no. I got Saturday off, but before that, I'm doing a single with Mind's Eye and a guy named Michael Engelman, who I've never met before, and my friend Jimmy, who's tracking his out. So I got like 4 people this week.
Nice.
Wow.
So it's all going to be crazy. And then I got Saturday off. First day off in 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You deserve it.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Go to Virginia City and take pictures of tombstones of old people.
Stay
probably.
Home and jack off.
Awesome.
Not, yeah. You can do that anywhere, man. You don't have to stay home for that.
Eat Tostinos and cheddar cheese and watch a rom-com. Yeah. That's what Rick's really going to do. He's going to watch The Notebook
and
over and over again.
And then he's going to wake up and his tighty-whities are just covered in orange.
Hopefully a bag of Cheetos nearby.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Spunk.
How about a song?
Yes.
Let's leap right into our
let's
first
do that.
Song.
And now for a song.
And so you, drummer boy, get the hell out of here.
Oh.
So we're enjoying some acoustic crush.
Some acoustic
today.
Crush. Normally you guys are big time electronica dubstep.
Yeah, we like to do the EDM house dubstep hardstyle ravitronic magnificent brain fuck thing.
It was pretty impressive at the Knit. Like, I mean, that was a nice venue for the kind of things
definitely.
You guys are doing.
But, we do like to play acoustic too, and a lot of people might forget that we play coffee shops all the time. Our songs are very harmony based, so they translate to acoustic, and we're gonna show you one of them right now.
Awesome.
We got a drummer. Okay.
What's the name of it? The
song is called To Pass the Time. It's on our first album. One, two, three, four.
When I'm lonely, I get restless. I think of no one else. To pass the time, I think of me and you. Somewhere else, far away from here. Pass the time, I think of kissing you in a bar. To pass the time, I think of kissing you in my car. Far away from here. Anywhere, I don't care. Cause when I'm lonely, I get so tired of the same old city. None of the girls here ever seem to do what you can't do. Taking you in my car. To pass the time, I think of taking you somewhere far, far away from, far away from, far away from here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done picking one of my favorite songs of yours as your first song. Well done there.
Nice.
With
thanks, guys.
A little psychic
points.
Clue in there.
Yeah.
Oh, good, cool, man. Come back.
You got some of that. Those Beetle ooze and stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got a lot of Beetle-y going on with the
that was really good.
Thanks. That's a compliment for us because that's our favorite band, the three of us.
Most people take that as an insult.
I thought it was
Beatles.
Great.
I love the fucking Beatles.
Hate the Beatles. Bunch of queers with their long hair.
Yeah, overrated limey fags.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I like the Beatles.
I'm an Elvis man. Ma'am.
Well, I like Elvis too. I mean, you have to be well-rounded with music, though.
You know, it's
and
all
if you don't like the Beatles, then
the monkeys. You know,
clearly...
they were just copying.
Oh yeah, it's
the
all about the monkeys,
the
right? Yeah,
the Beatles are like
yeah,
you know
Beatles
almost as good as the monkeys.
Ripoff band.
Oh, exactly.
Totally. Everyone knows.
Derivative.
So not true.
Totally
David Jones.
Derivative.
John Lennon was a dick. So you
that's
know.
True. That's
how
true.
Dare you?
Wait, we're just going to keep trolling Jenny over here.
Kicked out Maurice. You know, the fifth Beatle, Maurice,
okay.
Was that Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, but he also got to stay in bed for a year, though, which would have been fucking awesome. Don't deny it.
Okay.
In bed for a year, not having to do shit, but
doing
go.
Heroin.
With, yeah. Without video games, though, I don't know, man.
Yeah, with that's Yoku, a, with Yoku wailing.
Yoku.
I call her Yoku.
Hey, with Goku.
that was close to being a slur, Rory.
Oh, man. What? Goku?
Yeah, never mind.
No, that's a character.
He used to say to her all the time. He used to say to her all the time, "Don't slant your eyes at me." She's all, "I can't help it."
That fun. Was Jenny, everybody.
That was legitimately.
Thank you, Ms. Pest Dispenser. Thank you.
We keep you around.
Oh, differences.
We keep you around to troll you. That's how it works. We're just trolling. We hate the Beatles.
This isn't true. This is all just trolling.
Exactly.
Trolling. Oh, wait. LOL. Did that fix everything?
Oh, hey! OMG!
That always fixes everything. Totally. Even if it's OMG! 5 hours later, you can send a text message. LOL.
It helps if you put a little smiley.
Yeah.
A winky one.
Exactly. And don't put a space between the LOL and the smiley. It looks cuter.
It's cuter with the attached, right?
Yes,
I've always thought that.
On Facebook, it doesn't turn it into the little emoticon. It keeps it sideways, so it's innocent, you know?
It's not.
This is a very manipulative generation. The depth of this, you don't know.
If someone wants to email me and tell me what the colon and then the three face means, that would be great.
It's this face.
What is that? Like,
what the?
You know, when your lips look,
it's the flip
when
you off face.
And everyone can see what Daniel's doing.
Yeah, exactly. He just smashed his fingers against his face.
And he did two middle fingers. He's like, this is the fuck you face. That's what that is. That's what I'm sending
it's
you.
It's the double pumper face.
He kind of just looked like the crab guy from Futurama, you know?
That's what it looks like.
Zoidberg?
Exactly.
Zoidberg?
I got a crab hand. I got a normal hand. I'm about to cut some shit up with my crab hand. Grab you with my crab hand. Snip, snip.
Jeez. Is that your new song?
You guys are about to
That's our new song.
Is that your new song?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see that new song.
Sound like Lonely Island.
Well, you don't see songs, Jenny.
Did you? You can see
Jimi Hendrix
trolling
you.
Actually, you can see songs.
Jenny getting owned by the 18-year-old.
Because...
Jimmy's owned older
You've
women.
Officially been trolled.
It's not the first time.
Let's see. I am technically 32, I guess, now. Like, if we were going off that age thing that we were talking about.
Oh, my God.
Before.
Hot. Wow.
So you've officially been trolled because you can't see music.
You actually can because you can see how the audience reacts to it.
And
so
you can take LSD.
Yeah, tell that to Steve. And you can take LSD. Fucking wonder. He can see that shit.
Well, plus, like on
Black History Month, go.
How do you think you're making
Roses are red, violets are black. I can't see.
I'm black.
That's just, yeah.
Okay.
That's a Stevie Wonder joke. I didn't say I'm black, Jenny.
Stevie Wonder, hey,
weird.
Stevie Wonder's black.
Since she's
guys.
A Jewish woman, she can make all of those jokes.
I can make all those racist jokes I want because we're not racist.
I can prove to you you can see music. If you just go back in Rick's room and look on that monitor, dude, it's a fucking graph.
Close your eyes and
that's a waveform.
All of a sudden, Nick jumped in.
Just a waveform.
That's a waveform, and the drummer even knows that. So.
Well, you can see
that. The drummer knows that that's
called a waveform.
Go into
Rick's room,
you can only watch the waveform
and grasp his mattress firmly with both hands, and you'll see
you'll
music.
See
and maybe God, all at the same time.
I see God all over this
and
house.
Blood and sweat and
this is a pretty God-friendly house.
I see it. I like it.
Despite what actually happens here.
Yeah, I'm going for
stay
like
out
a,
of the H.R. Geiger closet.
Yeah, I'm kind of going for like a creepy Carrie's mom theme.
I love that. Like, you know, I love the Jesus magnets, man. That's
on the
awesome.
Fridge. That is a big hit.
Those
Thank
are great.
You, Riptide Bandits. That was a gift from the Riptide Bandits. And,
right.
and
awesome.
They have been loved by everybody. Everybody loves the Dress Me Up Jesus magnets.
God bless you and your family, too.
Thank you.
My daughter, the prophet.
The prophet.
Yeah, hell yeah, she's a prophet. Something.
Tell us.
She could have made a prophet.
What
but
does
we
she
didn't
prophesize lately?
She.
What does she prophesize lately? That I'm awesome.
And that crush is awesome too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. She did say that. She did say that.
Like your mom.
Oh.
Like your mom.
My mom is pretty awesome. She made sushi last night.
I made sushi last night.
She bought the food, so.
That's true.
Well, Aaron rolls the best sushi
Dude,
in the world.
Seriously?
So
really?
I roll a lot of good things, but
Wow. Dude, is he old enough to bang?
Oh.
You always want like a guy that could roll sushi and be a masseur.
Huh?
Aaron is that
That's
guy.
Like the
he's
best
that
boyfriend
guy.
Ever.
Always,
right?
I can roll blunts too. So,
but and he's single.
Sushi and a massage.
Yeah.
And Aaron blunts. Is single. Everybody out there,
have you guys heard of marijuana?
No, never. Uh-uh. I've never ever.
What about
ever
marijuana?
Why don't you tell us about it, young man?
Tell us. Educate us.
Well, you know,
it's
this
legal
really terrible thing, and I never tried it, but I heard it was really bad for you. And that's what I tell every officer that
And
pulls
if you
me
smoke
over,
you know. It, you won't leave your house and get DUIs and get girls pregnant.
And you
or...
see colors, it's crazy.
You might just giggle. You might just have a really nice time.
If you're going to smoke pot,
it's atrocious.
Be prepared to spend a lot of time
laughing with your friends.
Yeah, but there are bad side effects to weed. You eat.
It'll turn you to a you're gay. You're
late. Take a lot of naps.
Take a lot of naps.
We didn't turn me gay. It just kind of turned me... I don't need love. I can just smoke pot and feel great all the time.
Nope.
Right?
I don't need love. I just need weed. So I can get...
It's sort of Buddhist. You just leave your desires behind.
Till you run out of pot.
Yeah. Fucking hate when that
God
happens.
Damn it.
There's one unhappy
then
Buddhist.
You gotta call that chick, because she's got weed.
Got your number on speed dial.
Oh.
Yeah. How did this turn into a 420 show? That's not for another couple months.
You invited Crush, dude.
Hey, you know, you know,
you know who you're dealing with.
Do you know whose birthday's on 420?
Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
It's Hitler's birthday.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like also probably a million other people.
Also Bob Marley.
My
too.
Buddy Keith. Oh, yeah.
It really is Bob Marley's birthday on 420.
But it has nothing to do with the actual 420 thing.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So nobody can confirm that. Rick, could you?
I believe
that up
it
for
is
me?
True. I believe that is a true statement.
I've heard that a lot, but.
But it has nothing to do
I'm
with.
I'm not going
to
confirm anything on a podcast.
420. That had, what I've heard apocryphally, more to do with when these guys who all went to middle school together, what time they mm-hmm. would get together to smoke pot after school.
That's actually
and
what it is.
If you look at an analog
like
clock.
Some dudes in Berkeley or something. Yeah.
The
yeah.
analog clock at 420 has a joint sticking out of its mouth at this angle right here.
Oh, you are high.
Okay, that's right. That's a stoner.
Only a stoner would come up with that. It's like,
that's a stretch. I swear
like
to God.
A joint at 420.
The hands line up and they're sticking out just like that, you know? Like,
yeah.
You got to just like.
Do you know what, though?
That's cool.
I'd like to
clock makers designed clocks like that.
I would really like
beginning.
To dispel this myth, though. I know for a fact that weed is not a gateway drug because I've never smoked a fatty and then gone, man, I'm going to start shooting heroin. Fucking A, dude.
Did you know?
Give me some meth right
but
now.
You know? But I've done a lot of other drugs and said, oh, man, I really need some weed to just.
It's the other way around.
That's totally true.
Heroin is such a gateway drug.
No,
I'll make it to
weed. I had a friend who, when he was quacked out of his head on heroin, like laying there, couldn't move, working at the Blue Lamp at the time, he fucking weird. Looked up at me at one point and he just kind of had this frowny face and said, God, my high school guidance counselor was right. We did leave to heroin. But 420, on Wikipedia, it says 420, cannabis culture, and this is what it says.
Oh, no.
420, 4:20, or 4/20, and then in parentheses, pronounced 420.
I would have never thought of that. Weird.
It's a term used primarily in North America to refer to the consumption of cannabis and, by extension, a way to identify oneself with cannabis subculture. Observances based on the number include the time, 4:20 p.m., as well as the date, April 20th. The earliest use of the term began among teenagers in San Rafael, California in 1971, calling themselves the Waldos because their chosen hangout spot was a wall outside the school. The group first used the term in connection to a fall 1971 plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop that they had learned about. The Waldos designed the Louis Pasteur statue on the grounds of San Rafael High School as their meeting place at 4:20 p.m. Okay. as their meeting time. The Waldos referred to the plan with a phrase, 420 Louis. Multiples failed to attempt to find the crop, eventually shortened it to simply 420. Oh my God, the person who wrote this was so stoned.
Yeah.
I know. Is this on Wikipedia? Is this on Wikipedia?
Yes.
Those motherfuckers are high all the time.
Is it Bob Marley's birthday or what?
Yeah, what else you know, I'm going to go into that page and I'm going to delete everything. I'm going to say, I made it up.
And I'm going to say, look at the clock at 4:20
and
you're smoking.
You lose the game.
You lose.
It just says see crushed. That's all.
Exactly.
Doesn't say anything else.
Exactly.
Nothing else. That's awesome, though. The Waldos, that's what I would rather say. I'm a Waldo.
Well, to identify myself. You go and do that and see how many people recognize
Maybe that's where the Where's Waldo came from.
Yeah, they never got caught because no one could ever find them.
I don't know, man. Where's Waldo, dude?
Where's Waldo?
Getting high. I can't find him.
He's doing
Girl,
heroin.
Hopped up on that weed.
Smoking them goofballs, son.
Can I get a stoner spunk?
Oh, yeah, where's the stoner? It's number...
Spunk!
I got the wrong one. Wait.
Spunk.
Stoner spunk.
So, weed. Is there anything else in our lives? Oh, yeah. We play music.
How often do you guys play-ish?
Every day.
Every day.
We practice every day.
Live shows?
Live shows is...
And good on you. Practicing every day.
Yeah. That's really
fuck yeah.
Yes.
Sexually.
We do it more than we smoke weed. So it's kind of... Yeah. You know.
It's a way better ratio. We practice every day. And
we can play anywhere from twice a month to 8 times a month.
Yeah, it really varies on if we're recording, if we have if we already used up our draw, if we're traveling, stuff like that. But next few months we're probably playing about a show a week. So
nice.
Are you guys in school right now?
Hell fucking
college.
No.
I'm in the college Wikipedia and learning about production online.
The school of hard knocks.
Way to go.
Yeah. I'm in do-it-yourself university.
That's what's up.
Hey,
DIY.
I have $50,000 and 2 degrees. I don't have a job.
I know, right?
50 grand in
debt.
Yeah, so that's,
It's the right... Yeah. I'm not dissing college. It's the right route for a lot of people, but it's...
Not everybody.
It's not going to help
And really,
me.
You guys have musical chops. You actually have a talent, a marketable skill, so why not...
Thanks, dude.
Give it our all.
Thanks. Do it while you're young.
Yeah, do it while you're young, because seriously.
You can always do something else
if
we're old.
You can always do something else, because I know that happens a lot with musicians. They kind of wait, and, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to take time, and I'm going to try to get this big skill. It's like, do it while you're fucking young, where you can fuck it up.
Yeah, it's either like,
it'll be okay.
When
you won't
can
ruin
leave
your life.
Town on 48 hours notice to play a show for $50 or whatever.
Exactly.
As absurd as it is to go out on a limb out of high school, I want to do music as a career, you know? It's like, you either do it, or you just like, kind of like think about doing it, and then just, you know, so we're going 100%, and if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. And the one
absolutely,
absolutely, man. And the one thing, that makes us believe in this is the fact that it's been done before. People tell us you're not gonna make it, you need a backup plan, but all of our idols have done this.
My
backup
plan is
music. So
I've never seen a famous musician though go, oh, I went to college and then I started the band.
Word.
And now we're famous.
There's some statistics.
Actually, it's
the
exact opposite.
The time, like 30,
a lot of them
35.
Go back.
35 is it, dude.
You listen to that, John?
Right.
I am.
So if you wait,
you listen
until
to that, Nick.
Yeah, hi, and me too. I'm playing guitar now.
Yeah, okay. But it's absolutely true. Look at James Franco, the actor. He's actually back in college now.
Right.
But he started out trying to be an actor young, and then made a success, and then went back to school.
That's why I initially dropped out of college, was I was doing theater, and I could be in school, have a job, or do theater. Any two of the three, but not all three.
Yeah, the triangle thing.
So for a while, I tried college and theater, then I needed money, so I did college and job, and then I said, fuck this, I did job and job and spoken word, and now I have a podcast.
I love the podcast.
What a success ride.
That only took me 20 years.
2 years old, Dev, next week.
Hey,
that's pretty awesome.
Thank you for doing this too, because like I always appreciate people in Reno making things happen. You know,
hell yeah.
Setting up times to where people can meet and actually do. I mean, productive things, because this is so productive for us talking about weed and all that. No, yeah. but I do appreciate you doing this for our community, man. It's good.
Thank you, man.
We need people like you.
We love Rory.
You guys are actually active. You know. And that's kind of rare for a lot of people that I've known. And I really admire you guys' activity and devotedness.
Sexually.
If devotedness is a word.
And to ride the ass-kissing train here, it's really cool to see like young dudes, young musicians in Reno.
Hungry.
Reinvesting back into Reno. I mean, at least for the time being. Mm-hmm. You know,
if
you guys blow up, get the hell out of town. Yeah. but represent. Represent the R&O.
You know,
forever.
Well,
forever.
Really?
Because, when I first got here 15 years ago, I've said this on the show before, there were a lot of kids who were talented. As soon as they got out of the high school, boom, they're gone. Then anybody with any talent, they're going to the Bay. They're going to SAC. They're going to New York.
True.
But in the last, 5 years, I see a lot of young kids sticking around. You guys, Memory Motel, the Letdowns, a lot of really cool kids who are about making it happen here.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only way to make our scene big is for everybody to stick around.
Unify, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Well, and it's interesting, too, that you see a lot of bands that go, yeah, I'm going to get the fuck out of Reno, and I'm going to go to L.A. and make it. You never hear from those guys again.
Yeah. Or they
did
come
you
back,
make it?
They
no.
come back and they're teaching guitar.
Yeah, yeah. It's like oh, I thought
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, because
Eric,
I think in places...
Eric Stanglin, One Stop Guitar.
Oh, no.
Friend of the show.
It's yeah, we had him on 2 weeks
ago. But it's really true. I think now, too, with the onset of the internet and stuff, I don't think you need to leave. Really, if
right.
you want to make it, it's the work you're willing to do where you're at. You still have to tour and do all that,
right.
But you can always make. I hear it constantly, even in for comics. Yeah. I'm going to go to San Francisco and be a big time.
That's oh, old school.
Doing, yeah, I'm like, you're still doing open mics in San Francisco. Yeah, you can fucking do it
you
here.
You can do open mics.
Yeah,
in
you can do it here yeah. and record them and put them on YouTube.
You know,
guess
there,
what?
There's a balance to everything,
exactly,
though.
Yeah.
I mean. If we hold ourselves up in Reno and just try to make it online, you know, we're gonna lack a lot of just streetwise
connection.
Knowledge,
oh, yeah.
connection,
yeah.
stuff
well,
like that.
Touring definitely is important, but you don't have to move to right. Bear. You don't have to move to Portland. We're going to Portland.
Yeah, it's
L.A.
Such an old
or
concept.
Portland.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's yeah. not a good place to start. I'm really grateful that the three of us have, like, established our music career in Reno. It's a really good place to do everything for the first time,
yeah,
and
man.
To fuck up everything for the
right,
first
right.
time. In LA, there's a lot more competition. It's a really like vicious
they want you to already
market.
Be on point before
exactly.
you get there.
So
yeah.
it's a really
like
good
Portland
place
too.
To develop
yeah.
our
yeah.
skills.
And I gotta say about Reno is we are Burning Man. Like, there's no doubt about it. That culture lives here in Reno, and
yeah.
everybody from Reno goes to the Burn. And that's something that really has to do with our music. The 24-hour town, the club atmosphere, the bass, you know. So a lot of Reno has shaped us a lot. And so we'll always be here because there's always going to be this scene for what we're doing, and it keeps growing. And it's growing all over the world, too. And I'm really excited to see so much, like, neon and fur and hula hoops everywhere, because that's coming. That's coming from Burning Man. That's
yeah.
the world's party.
It's
right
blowing
there.
Up all over the world.
It's
and
totally.
It's kind of. You know. It started.
We don't get
in the
much
desert,
credit, yeah. but it. Really,
how
yeah.
many times have you guys been out to the Burn?
Twice.
Only twice.
I've never been to the Burn.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Jimmy parties on the Playa with his family. So.
Yeah, actually, I do go to the Playa a lot, and I really appreciate the Playa
cool.
and all the stars that you can see at night.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I go land sailing. If anyone's heard of that.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
The
awesome.
Desert eccentric
extreme sport.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's hard to do.
it's really
you
fun.
Know, it's hard, though. I know it is. I had a friend that did it. It's, yeah.
It is. It's hard.
It's hard. You have to be strong.
Sexually.
it's sexually hard.
We pay a lot of
this
homage
beat is so
to,
hard.
To Burning Man, though, because we used to kind of just be a rock band. Well, we started out folk with the acoustic guitar thing,
mm-hmm.
did the indie, you know, ukulele, banjo thing. Then, then we're like,
kind
we're
of
like
gloss
oh,
over.
you can plug the guitar in and make it go, and then we're like, oh, we can play rock. And then we went out to Burning Man, and it just kind of transformed us into, I just want to go,
yeah,
you know
it's
I went to
yeah.
some drop shit. But, yeah, so Burning Man had a big influence into the EDM, electro, bass, sub takeover that we do in our music now. So,
nice.
Yeah.
That we will not be hearing today because you're acoustic.
Well,
you need to check him out live to see that because it is pretty tight. It's dope.
Do yeah. check out our yeah. music. All of our music yeah. is on YouTube, youtube.com/crushreno. Both of our albums you can listen to for free and very good quality, too. So please
and
check that out.
And if you like it, go buy it, too, because they're pretty good. They're well packaged. They're nice sounding.
Yeah, yeah, they're recorded and mastered, and you can get them off iTunes, and you can hit us up for a physical copy because the physical copy has some cool artwork and stuff.
And the best way to get
and
in touch with us,
maybe worth some money one day. So.
Absolutely. and the best way to get in touch with us personally is through Facebook, and our Facebook URL, just like our YouTube URL, is facebook.com/crushreno. You're gonna go ahead and give us a like or send us a message or something. Then we can add your personal accounts. But yeah, give us that like.
Yeah.
For all y'all who's just sitting in front of your computer listening to a podcast.
Just do
get
it.
Get the
go
fuck
because you have no
yeah,
life.
Open
you're
up your browser.
You're
sad,
there.
Sad
yeah,
person.
You're sitting there listening to this podcast, probably on Facebook also.
Duh. You're already on Facebook. Facebook.com/crushreno.
I mean,
and that'll be
just
that.
Just mosey your way on over to our page. We'll treat you
do
good.
You have, do you have Twitter, though?
We do, but God, it's so hard.
We neglect the fuck out of our Twitter.
My Twitter just parrots my Facebook.
I'll be sure to let you guys know what we're eating. You know, Crush woke up and had pancakes. Yeah.
I just cut my fingernails.
Well, let's have another
That's
little
awesome.
Preview.
yeah, give
of
us some
what
more
you
music.
Might be able to hear on the YouTube.
Okay,
let's hear
music.
Another song.
Let's play the weed song.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good
we love weed.
So it's not just weed. I mean, it's a lot of
We wrote this actually the night of the election. And Obama had just won. Yeah, Obama just won. And we were like just so stoked. So we kind of crafted a bunch of raps in different rooms about what was going on. And it's called 5-4-3-2-1. It's about our world blasting off.
Yes. Okay. Some things became legal and we were excited.
But we don't live in Colorado.
It's close. A good sign, though. It's a good sign. Nevada, wake up.
Yeah. You want to fix that tourism industry?
Legalize. Ow!
Here we go. Ready,
Jimmy,
fellas?
I ready.
Start us off.
I ready. One, two, one, two, three.
This is the year, your time has come, everybody, unite as one, everybody, under the sun.
5-4-3-2-1.
This is the year, your time has come, everybody, unite as one, everybody, under the sun.
5-4-3-2-1.
Alright, it's happening tonight, 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 tonight.
Bitch.
You know you like the sound of it, that's right. We all get down to it, that's right. We all surrounding it, so here you go, have a kiss.
Blast off, we make you shake your ass off. Put your guns down, let's have a dance off. Slapping you with the facts, and just like that it's a rap. Having a back slap to the face from a fat ass sack.
We're getting high and shit, high and we gonna shit. Rock this shit. You can't deny this shit, you wanna try this shit? Well I can buy this shit, I'll call my guy real quick. And we can go get lit, and like
up and away, into the sky, living the day. Gonna survive to kill what you say, if you're alive to come up with me. So pick up the vibe, but into the play. Got one thing we need to say, new world's coming, the old one that's going. It comes to bed, my mind's falling.
Okay, so new world coming right now, and there ain't nothing you can do to ever turn it around. Peace, love, and legalize the weed I'm talking about. And if gays wanna marry, they should be allowed.
We bring the beats that you wanna, wanna, wanna. I shoot them down like a gunna, gunna, gunna. We get around world runna, runna, runna. And if you're feeling it, I'ma keep stealing it.
Everybody, unite as one, everybody, under the sun.
5-4-3-2-1.
This is a year, your time has come. Everybody, unite as one, everybody, under the sun.
5-4-3-2-1.
Join his like a family. You wanna fuck around, that's cool. As long as you're down with the mission. If we're doing our way,
the population 7 billion growing. You know that we're showing all of our improvements. Coming with the new school. We about to prove to the people that love rules. So fuck rules, let's do what we choose to.
I got the mind to deter suspicion. All you sweet MCs and real OGs, you disgust me. I got a mind to destroy your fiction. Boycott the lot of you hot shots with nothing to prove.
Inevitably, you take forever to please. But I keep on doing my thing. I'm making it sing. We're bringing it down and living the now. You're taking it in, spitting it out, leaving the world and packing all things. That's 5-4-3-2-1 on me.
Wall Street, we coming for ya. We about to be a real big thorn in your side. Occupy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We growing faster than the field of cannabis that we planted.
Yo, Wall Street, take one page by page, stage by stage. We're gonna make you feel this rage. I got a murderer inside.
Killer.
I like a werewolf at night.
Thriller. Everybody, unite as one, everybody, under the sun.
5-4-3-2-1.
This is a year, your time has come. Everybody, unite as one, everybody, under the sun.
5-4-3-2-1.
The marijuana addict, unlike most other narcotic users, prefers company when smoking the drug.
Yeah. The company being a bag of Doritos. And my guitar.
And my dog.
That's
your cock?
My dog.
Oh, your dog.
And well, that too, Nick.
And my cock.
Goes without saying.
Because he talks to me when
and
I smoke.
And we say Rick's the gay one.
Sorry. Yeah, that was really
that was
good, fellas.
Thank you.
That was pretty fucking Mind
you guys
blowing.
Definitely have a tight, tight, fresh, unique sound.
Thank and you I got to tell your audience, too, if you guys haven't seen these guys, you would not know that the incredible amount of sound that could come out of them were coming out of from these three. Because seriously, face value, yeah, you wouldn't expect it. It's like a
dork.
It's like a
ugly motherfucker.
No, it's seriously,
ugly motherfuckers.
It's seriously like a punch in the
we're
face.
So ugly.
Yeah, we
like you guys are incredibly talented. But if, no, I mean to look at you, you would go, oh, look at those kids. They're so cute. Their little cutie little faces and their little sweaters and their aww, with his little cute little bracelets on and oh, isn't he a little handsome? And then you hear him go, holy fuck,
pull out their rock ninja skills and you're like,
yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah, rock ninja.
They like pull out their music nunchucks and like whack. You hear that? I heard it. I'm sorry.
One thing I want to emphasize is that you can't really, because we're not doing our electro right now, but like you said, we just love to hit hard.
Right, so. And you can't, once again, don't ever judge a book by its cover, ever, because you never, seriously, once you open it up, you might go, holy fuck, this is the best fucking seller.
Fist pump for that.
It's really, I'm really impressed. I booked bands for 10 years, so I kind of know what I'm talking
Thank
about.
Thank you very much.
Well, speaking of you talking, why the hell are you here this week? I don't even remember.
Because she likes it.
Oh,
just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Congratulations.
Fuck that. No, this is an entry only.
you're like Drew Carey over there with your little...
right?
Actually, I'm performing at the Knitting Factory on Friday with Ramsey Moore.
Hey,
badass!
I'm
best stage in town.
Yeah, I'm. Nice. It's going to be with Pat Shillitoe and Matt Wiggin and Drake Nelson.
Pat, a future guest of the podcast here.
But yeah, we're.
Did you see your mom?
No, and Wayne Walsh.
Oh, Wayne Walsh. Okay.
Sorry, Wayne. Yep. I still hate you. sorry
That's
to say.
For you.
That was for you. But I wanted to come on because on Saturday I'm also performing with Ty Rivera at The Pioneer with a really great comedian named Lisa Perryman. It's going to be her first time on stage, so she's popping her cherry at The Pioneer.
Your friend Lisa that I
Lisa
met.
Lisa with
excellent.
The nice tits.
Yeah,
great
she's
tits.
Funny. She's
fantastic
funny.
Boobs.
Wait, what's going on?
at The Pioneer, Lisa three. Perryman, she's been open mic and she's a great comedian, but we actually talked last night and she goes, oh my God, I'm doing The Pioneer too, the 9:30 show. I'm so glad I'm doing it with you. I'm all me too. Yay.
That's so, yeah. All ages, right? So these guys can go?
Absolutely. Well, it's 18 and over at the Pioneer. Yeah.
What is the cover charge?
I think they're like $10.
Yeah, something
like
that.
For Pioneer, but the Knitting Factory.
That's like probably going to be like a 30.
It's like eight. No, it's like
$8. Can you put me on the
guest
list?
Oh.
Actually, I have free tickets with me.
Oh, I would love.
So,
is it Pioneer
if you
Underground?
Go, this is for the Knit on Friday.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want to go, yes. I'll give you tickets.
Yeah, I want to go.
Like sweet.
So you can see us there on Friday, everybody who's listening.
Yeah. So we'll have our CDs there and we'll be selling them. Oh, you like comedy? Well, you might want to check out our music.
we'll get a bunch of people in because... The celebrities.
The celebrities. Right. Oh, the celebrities.
We like to help
where
out the
wind
little
blows,
people.
Or they blow the wind up.
Yeah, I'm actually Brian Evans, the videographer. Do you know Brian? He had a movie at the Comro thing.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
See
he's really good. He's actually a really good. Okay. He's
there's a lot of
me,
filmmakers in
so.
Town right now.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of really
Brian,
good
Brian, he's
here.
Really, I think, one of the exceptions. He's really, really good, and he gets great shots and does. He gets to travel, and he's been, like, courted by people around the world to come and videotape like them. Super. And I'm going to go travel the country. Come film me. I'll hire you for $4,000 and pay for everything. All right. So that's what he does. So he's recording me. So it's going to be cool, too, because Ramsey Moore, I guess, said specifically that he wanted – the girl on the bill to go right before him.
Yeah.
So I also have like, I got the sweet spot.
The sweet spot.
Take that, comics. Suck it.
Oh. All the other, other comics. This is from Jenny to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Little Rick Roll.
If anyone could see the fist pumping, that's terrible.
It's like the Jersey Shore right now.
So, Jenny, can we get a little taste of what you're going to be doing there?
Make us laugh.
Make you
dance,
laugh.
Play around of
you better
make us laugh.
Fucking make me laugh.
Make you laugh. Just, wow. If you take off your pants, you might make me laugh. Oh!
Face!
Let's
you know, Jenny, you're doing the comedy thing. I think it's cute. I want to hear what you got. You know,
God, you guys made me do
you're
this out there already.
Comedy.
All right, it's
not that girl.
Let's see. I got to think of something short.
Dude, I supported your house last night. I went to your comedy night.
I know. Do you saw
what do you do for him?
Okay, so.
yeah, bring it.
Let me just talk about
what
this.
What have you done for me lately? Eddie.
A lot of my stuff is visual, Eddie. Though. It's hard to do stuff. I can talk about weed not being a gateway drug because I've never been led to heroin by smoking weed.
We already did that.
Plus, no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the honest thing, though, about if you think about it. If weed is a gateway drug, how come it's never been on intervention? Right? If they're going to have the chick on there with the canned air all,
they would lose too many viewers.
Just, I mean, she's helping that shit. Like, that's on the show, but weed's not. Like, that's what I don't get. And how would that look anyway? They're like, hi, my name is Jenny. That's J-E-N-N-Y. I'm addicted to pot. I mean, it wouldn't. It would be ridiculous. It would never happen.
She took it some time.
It would never, ever happen. They'd show me in the corner like
getting, and then the laugh track kicked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, then the laugh track. It's good.
I've gotten too many good ideas from Intervention. I don't watch that show anymore.
I love it. I know, right?
You can get
Intervention's a gateway drug.
Well, Intervention is a gateway drug.
I didn't know you could just do it like that. Spray paint in a paper bag?
I'm not going to say who, but I did my the intervention about the dust off, inhaling dust off, and he's like trying not to do any drugs because he had a little bit of trouble. And he actually, I called him today and he said, hey, you know that thing you were talking about on stage and I'm all weed? And he goes, no, the other thing, I'm all, dust off? He's like, yeah, I'm a little higher. I'm like, please fucking tell me you are not in. You can crystallize your lungs you from dust off. Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me, dude? And he's like, I'm sorry, is that bad? I'm all, no, it's really bad.
Why
like,
don't you take my bath salts with that?
Please don't call me again about this. If you are going to.
Really, starting fluid and a plastic bag. It's called ether. Okay,
right?
It won't. It'll fuck you up good and hard, and it's not like
I mean,
long-term
huff
damaging.
Glue. If you're gonna go that far, huff glue
right. And take some bath salts while you're at it. You know?
Yeah. Well, I've seen that make people fucking nuts. I saw a guy pee his pants and just stand there on bath salts.
Oh God!
He just looked at me and he said, "Wow, I just peed my pants."
That Russian crocodile stuff that like rots
your. Oh yeah, the crocodile. Like, yeah. And you're like zombie crocodile. With like your skin showing through and
that was
like
my Halloween costume. True story, though. I was a crocodile addict for Halloween.
That's awesome.
That's rad.
There's actually a
we're in America.
<It's so funny. laughs> there's a girl on intervention shooting bath salts.
What?
Wow. Shooting it. I was like, whoa, that's bad. Gross. Like, how
crazy.
Low can you get when
how
you're
unappealing.
Like, I wonder if I can shoot these bath salts.
If you're
God
on TV,
damn.
You should be able to afford better drugs.
Right? You would think. I would. Shit. Hey, Rick, and you'd have a spotter because, you know, really, if Whitney Houston would have had one, she wouldn't have died. Well, that and black people can't swim. She should have known that part, too. However,
oh my God.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Crush
they don't like dogs.
The opinions of.
Yeah. And now you do the worst.
But a spotter, think about it. When you guys get big, you could have spotters. See, that's what you need to do. A spotter, gymnasts have them, and other people have a spotter.
They're not there to judge.
They're
just telling you how much your body
can take. They're just there to say stuff like, Jimmy, you can't do an ounce of cocaine. You're not Charlie Sheen.
No, it's...
Okay, honey?
Jimmy, the veins over here. That's,
yeah.
No. For us, don't miss. Weed is as far as it's going.
They're like, okay, Jimmy, you can't smoke another two blunts.
Please use responsibly.
Yeah, use responsibly. Well, but I'm saying a spotter's excellent. They'll say,
we here at the Worst Little Podcast do not promote the use of any illegal substances. Or drinking underage.
Lie. That's a lie. Lie.
No, we don't. We actually, every time we play a show, we play sober because, like, we really do take it seriously. Yeah. We really aren't just stoners with guitars, you know?
And then we get home. Oh, my God.
As soon as we get home from every gig.
But see, I do that.
It's our
you
dog and our
lucky.
Weed.
Nobody listens to this show.
Well, I want to say for everyone who is listening... Like
those five people.
You fucking kick ass, man. You're making shit happen in Reno.
Yeah,
you're
making shit happen for sure.
But, word.
You gotta just like, we don't let our lives revolve around weed. We let weed revolve around our lives, you know? Yeah. So. It's good. Different, right?
Well,
you think
true,
of that
though,
while you were high?
I do that.
Every time you smoke,
that.
You're like, I need to quit weed.
I keep writing all these mottos down.
I think I should work at a bumper sticker factory.
If it's green, it's mean. Awesome. I actually have the same sentiment, though. When I do a show, I don't get fucked up before the show. He knows. A lot of people know. They think it's kind of odd because some of the stuff I talk about, you would think I would have to be pretty fucked up to talk about it. But the reality is, I don't think you have all your facilities, and if you're high and you're up there going, so anyway, They're like,
well, the adrenaline fucks you up.
No, in my head I did. It was awesome.
Even just me doing MC spoken word in between band stuff. Like Saturday night, I got a drink half an hour before the show started. I think I ordered my second drink. That was at like 9?
Right.
I ordered my second drink at midnight.
Yeah,
I just nursed that all night long because, I wanted to be a little loose.
Yet at Mary Anarchy, he tries to do 10 car bombs.
It was my birthday.
But it was his birthday.
It was my birthday.
It was a special occasion.
Normally, the day before, I didn't.
That's true. That's true. You were on the ball.
Yeah. And we were dialed. I only did 4.
Moderation and responsibility.
That's admirable, though. Yeah. Truly, too.
I'm talking with my hands on the radio. Fuck you.
Yeah. Forget about it. And when bookers are booking you, too, that's one thing that I would have a problem with. Sometimes I'd have bands show up just fucking wait or worse. I mean, I had a few instances where I was like, where's your lead singer? Oh, he's in the band getting straight. Shit. Let me get this clear.
And that does
Is
not
he
mean
shooting up heroin right now. And they're like, "Well, kinda."
Oh,
okay. Oh, I kind of need him to get his fucking ass out here and get on that fucking stage. Kinda.
Oh, that didn't mean that he was kicking out his boyfriend and trying to hit up with.
Yeah, nothing like that. It was.
He's got a counselor. And it's like that.
It was pretty bad sometimes.
Camp.
It was pretty bad sometimes.
Yeah, this is a gay problem. It's really taking over the country, man.
Yeah, that's why we have straight camp now.
I felt so left out in Boy Scouts and altar boys. They never touched me once.
That's because you kept asking for it, Rory. That's why.
It just turned him.
You're like, it just really bugged him.
Like, man, like that guy's too easy.
Like, Mr.
Not enough tears.
No,
there wasn't enough tears.
Not enough tears of consent.
He'd bend over. Rory would bend over in front of priests and be like, "Oh, I dropped this altar candle," and they'd be like, "Oh, no. We're avoiding this kid."
I'm sorry, you must be confusing me with Mr. G.G. Orlington.
Who is that?
Oh, Galen.
G.G. Orlington, I get it.
G.G. Orlington, yeah.
Faggot.
Rory wanted it too bad. All those molesters just ran from him.
Like, dude, he'll tell his mom.
Dude, he'll keep calling me, man.
You didn't touch me in the naughty place.
Teddy bears.
Why didn't you touch me in the naughty place, Father? Why? Because you scared me, Rory. Rory, please get away from me,
Rory.
I
parted my hair down the middle.
Speaking of not being gay, how about those Niners, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. Kaepernick, baby.
That's for real.
Kaepernick for life.
Oh, did they win?
Yeah.
Did they win, Rory? You and I were like, oh, yay!
That's what I said, though. That's what I fucking said.
The Packers lost 2 weeks ago. What the fuck do I care?
Right.
They're gay.
The Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Go Cap, dude.
Go Cap.
Go Cap.
All right, Reno Kid in the Super Bowl. I will root for the Niners this year.
We should be on AM
radio. His first year in the NFL, he goes to the fucking Super Bowl.
That is pretty tight.
Yeah. That's like if these guys were on guy had a number one hit, we'd be all fucking crushed, dude. Yeah.
Because of the bump they got
badass
from this show. The worst little podcast,
you know,
bump.
So they're got that going.
They're
for
after
us.
Getting their Grammy. They're on "We'd Like to Thank the Worst Little Podcast." Not really. We don't even know who the fuck they are anymore. We just got Ever Limmer, and we've got 3 spotters, 1 each. So we're cool.
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever done this, so I got a snap for that one.
Oh, yeah, all right. Good to see. We do firsts and exclusives here all the time.
Oh, that
speaking
just
of which,
next week they're gonna have a virgin on here getting fucked because they like to do firsts.
Real virgin.
Hey, don't peek behind the curtain. That's next week's shows. That's for our birthday, so it's okay when it's on your birthday.
Actually, next week, Max Volume's gonna be here.
Oh,
in the
really?
Oh hell yes.
Yeah!
I love Max.
That'll be a good time. And I think we're going to have a phone call with the very funny and very famous Mr. Bobby Slayton.
Yep, he's
National touring comedian.
Yeah, he's coming through.
Yeah. And
Pioneer
we got the Q-tip.
Sexually.
And going to have him in. Have him in on a phoner next week.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Moving up in the world.
Making things happen, man.
That's pretty awesome.
Let's have another song and then come back for a quiz.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
What song would you guys like to hear?
A good one.
I know your first album better. Okay. So something off of that.
Okay. Play Happy, I guess, right?
Happy, yeah, that's a good one. Happy. Yes.
Jimmy has to leave.
Yeah, I'm going
to
let Riku listen to the
Jimmy
songs
will now leave the room
on the show, but
once again.
No.
Not all the rest of the show.
Okay.
She have Uncle Rick make her exclusive crush on WLP CD.
Kid-friendly
WLP. A mini disc.
Yeah.
She gets a kid disc.
That was inappropriate.
Jimmy, you out there?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Oh.
I think you just rub one out before you play, as all drummers
always.
Do.
Always.
As all drummers do.
Apparently, you can focus. Do it wherever you go. So.
You got to get straight before you play.
And we stroke the pole to get straight.
I mean, I don't know what he was stroking it to. I'm assuming it was straight.
Now it is.
All right, Jimmy, you ready?
Yeah.
Count us off, bro.
Bra.
Bra.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've got a song for all who write all of the wrongs they see tonight. They make the world, they make the world so much more. All of the friends and loves I had, no one compares to you, my band. Let's take the world, let's make the world so much more. You cannot help but be happy when you're on a roll. Cannot help but be happy, I know it goes to show. Cannot help but be happy, hap, 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 happy, yo. Cannot help but be happy, yo. You cannot help but be happy when you're on a roll. Cannot help but be happy, I know it goes to show. Cannot help but be happy, 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 oh. You cannot help but be happy, no. So you're on the road again, you're at the show again. Who would complain? Who would complain? They must be out of their minds, out of their minds. So you're on the road again, you're at the show again. Who would complain? Complain. They must be out of their minds, out of their minds. Whoa, oh. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. So these are the words one could not say. Hope you find a place you wanna say so much more. I love you. All of the friends and loves I knew, no one compares the same to you. I can't deny, I think it's time to walk this life forever. You cannot help but be happy when you're on a roll. Cannot help but be happy, and now it goes to show. Cannot help but be happy, 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 yo. Cannot help but be happy, yo. You cannot help but be happy when you're on a roll. Cannot help but be happy, and now it goes to show. Cannot help but be happy, 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 yo. You cannot help but be happy, yo. So you're on the road again, you're at the show again. Who would complain? Who would complain? They must be out of their minds. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So you're on the roll again, you're at the show again. Who would complain? Who would complain? They must be out of their minds, out of their minds. Whoa, oh. You cannot help but be happy when you're on a roll. You cannot help but be happy, and now it goes to show. You cannot help but be happy, happy, yo. You cannot help but be happy, yo. Cannot help but be happy when you're on a roll. Cannot help but be happy, and now it goes to show. Cannot help but be happy, 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 yo. Cannot help but be happy, yo. So you're on a roll again, you're at the show again. Who would complain? Who would complain? They must be out of their minds, out of their minds. So you're on the road again, you're at the show again. Who would complain? Who would complain? They must be out of their minds, out of their minds. Whoa, yeah. Oh.
One more time.
You cannot help but be happy when you're on. Cannot help but be happy, I know it goes to show. Cannot help but be happy, 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 happy. Cannot help but be happy, yo. These are
good to deny. Cause when we go and when we're gone, the music never dies.
Damn.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Riku.
That was hella, hella good.
Thanks.
That was really good.
That's one of our, that's like our graduation theme, you know, just that like heartfelt, like,
oh. We'll see it in a teen movie.
Kind of like another turning point, a fork stuck in the
road. But really,
it's all good riddance.
We wrote that in a very, very stretched time in our career together.
When you were not happy?
Well, we were not happy, man. we were just all over the place, and then we wrote that, and it brought us together, you know?
Yeah.
It's the power of music.
That's great, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, all right, Rick?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you boys a lot of embarrassing questions.
Yay!
Might have legal repercussions, so listen to what I ask before you just blindly answer.
Okay.
We'll go from the top this week. Wait. No, wrong question. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Nice jazz.
My lover, because she got big old butt, you know?
He got that big old ass.
He likes to eat ass. That's something new every day.
So you could cannibalize part of her ass and she would still be okay.
Jimmy.
What's up?
Jimmy, same question to you, my friend.
What was the question?
Trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
I'm definitely going to go ahead and cannibalize my lover. Already used to eating my lover. So.
I sense a theme here.
Gross!
Jenny?
My mother, because I hate her.
Oh, shit.
She'd be the first to go. Just kidding.
And Aaron?
The choice wasn't hard.
You know, I'll go hypothetical lover, because since I don't have one, but...
Aww.
Choosing starvation.
I love my family. Family's got to stick together, and so fuck the bitches.
Give them some time.
Okay. She goes first. She's done.
All right.
Fuck bitches, give money.
How often do you masturbate, Daniel?
Shit, well, you saw me go to the bathroom before this.
Just a second ago, yeah. Hey, Nick, wipe everything down there.
Or don't.
Yeah, you guys are out of paper. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, and lotion now, apparently.
Now.
I go dry.
Oh, nice.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm. Messy and shit.
Too much. I got bronchitis.
Like, you put it on lotion, you could be halfway done by the end of your
I just spit in my hand.
Jimmy. Same question.
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
Yeah. Yes, that's for surely on top of sex, for sure.
Jenny?
If I'm not getting laid, probably once a day. Maybe. Depends.
If you are getting laid, you just don't bother with it?
I just don't bother with it.
Aaron?
I'm too young for that, so I don't know.
Oh, my God!
Doesn't even know what the word means.
Waiting for the balls to drop.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to figure out that girl's hot.
Next time he comes on the show, his voice is going to be like this, and he's going to be like, hello,
voice is gonna be
thank
so
you.
Squeaky so next I've been doing some Googling about that M word you guys were talking about.
And I would like to say I've now attempted it 18 times, and I must say it is quite pleasurable. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I took out a light
bulb. I do say.
Yes, Rick.
Can I add a follow-up?
You can add a follow-up.
What
here.
Are your favorite porn search words?
Oh.
That's a good one.
Shit, I really am going to
think
about
those are bad words.
College.
College. Good one. Good one.
I'm going to think
Sasha Gray.
Yeah.
She's very nice. I've actually met her.
She's a nice girl.
She's very nice. Very and smart. She's incredibly intelligent. It's kind of odd when you meet her.
Intimidating.
She's so nice. And such a fucking whore.
She's
just
winning.
Bizarre.
She's winning.
She's doing it right.
Oh yeah.
She's doing it out of self-love.
She talks about it like it's yo. So yeah, I got fucked in the ass the other day. It was just kind of rough. You're just like, oh, that's lovely.
That's motherfucking professional.
Yeah,
right there.
I mean, she's
when I look up porn,
and she's smart
it's professional.
As shit. It's weird.
That's my keyword is professional.
Okay. Jenny. Not that Rick cares.
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus. Ah.
That's so boring.
That's really
good.
Aaron,
that's like
when you don't masturbate, what don't you search Google for?
I just let Pornhub like you know,
Pornhub.
Recently watched, you know, like whatever the dude in Hawaii was jacking off to. Fuck it. Yep. Let's get this done.
What is America? What is the world loving today?
That's what he actually searches. What is the world loving today?
All good answers. All good answers. Rate your own skills as a lover on a scale of 1 to 10.
Depends on who I'm with, but I'm going to have to say around the 9-10 area.
9-10 area.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And what's your current lover skill? Same scale.
Such a hard question.
Oh my god, is it that hard?
Oh, he's getting all red. Looking all around the room like he's a trapped cornered animal.
His current lover must be sitting in that room.
My baby is an 11.
Aww. My baby's an 11.
So a 7, huh?
Like a 7-11, 24 hours.
11 divided by 11.
Do I have to... I think that my skills are... only at the beginning of their potential, so I'm a 10 right now out of a 20 that I will be, and then my lover is also a 10 out of a 20 that we will be.
So they're both fives.
So they're both fives.
So it's really kind of awkward and drooly.
Yeah,
and,
I'm just, you know, I have a lot to learn.
Jenny,
a 14. Ooh. Yeah, because nothing's too far.
That's great. 14. Where did you
Jenny
come
will
up
do
with that
anything.
Number?
That's
no, actually, I take that back.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we heard a story before the show.
There's only
and
about
she won't
four
do everything.
Things. There's only about four things that are too far.
Yeah, and she's found them.
We found. And I've almost done four of them.
Olive oil and patchouli.
But I always have to say, yeah, no, that's even too far for me. So you know you're fucked up. If I say it's too far, you are really too far.
And if you're paying attention, she did say yeah, no. So drink.
Oh, drink in on the yeah no's.
Yeah,
oh, no. Aaron, yourself?
I so we'll go four. You know, I get mine.
Off to Carl's Jr.
Off to Carl's Jr.
He's a one-off. He just and goodbye.
Two pump Chuck.
in all of history, who would you get in a fist fight with?
Oh shit! Who would I get in a fist
Ooh,
fight
I know
with?
This one.
You've
help,
watched
help
the
out.
Movie. You've planned
help
for this
me.
Question.
Should I help you out?
Yeah,
Harry Anslinger.
Oh shit, dude!
Who's
well, back
Harry
to
Anslinger?
Back
I would
to marijuana.
Fuck that. I would fuck that dude up.
This is the man
this
responsible for our marijuana prohibition these days, and all the propaganda slandering blacks. Speaking of Black History Month, so yeah, I guess I would kick that guy's ass. And
many potheads would if they could get off the couch.
I mean, man, I would kick his ass, but like,
I just can't get up.
I would kick his ass, but
it's
then
not
I'd be
even worth
going to his
man.
Level.
I mean,
I'm on a better level than that, so
I'm trying to send off vibes. I don't need to hit him.
I can kick his ass with my vibes.
So is that the same answer, or were you just throwing that out for
you
him?
You would gang fight him.
Yeah.
Crush the gang else. Is now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't harbor a lot of hate.
Oh, you're so
you don't
mighty,
have to hate
high and
the
mighty.
Person. No, you don't have to hate the person. You just want to have a fist fight with them. That's okay.
Is that a little princess crown that just appeared
hate.
On him?
I'm gonna have
Sometimes
to say
they just
that
look
fucking
funny.
Kid from Hanson, dude. I don't even know.
Any one of them would do.
Yeah. Give me the little one, though.
The little one. He ain't so Great. Little anymore. Jenny.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's
Bees.
My brother,
just,
man.
Just cause.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's in Crush.
I would have to. I would have to. Him and Miley Cyrus. I'd have
at
to just fight him at the same time. Because I think, I don't mind that they, I think that the type of music they produce, first of all, is kind of.
A detriment
not,
to society.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, and also they're with their audience. And yet they do a lot of bad examples for their audience. Mm. And I think that when you become in a public eye like that, you have sort of a standard that you should adhere to. Now, I'm not saying go to be all innocent, but don't always propagate yourself as being all innocent and then get caught.
Because the reality is you're,
like
a, you're a teenager
caught
in Hollywood.
Smoking out of a bong.
You're going to get fucked up.
Yeah, you know, and that's okay. And they if they would say stuff like, yeah, I smoke weed once in a while. Fuck it, I'm fucking 18. I'm young. Right. I'm a millionaire, a multimillionaire. Of course I'm going to do fucking
Be
bad
Be more
choices.
Like Drew Barrymore.
But when they sit there and go, oh, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Then I have a problem.
Do as
with
I say, how does that do?
And it's like, we had a friend who was asking us about how we sing about pot from time to time in our music, and we had to tell him, it's like, you know, like, this is who we are. If we didn't sing about it, we'd be fucking liars. So.
And we would also have a lot of the problems that Justin Bieber has, because our fan base is a similar demographic, for sure.
Absolutely.
And when we are famous, we won't have that problem, because we will come up the entire time
organic
with the honesty.
Yes. Yeah, and
you
just
didn't just inhale.
And also, you're all adults.
As long as Disney
you're
don't
adults,
buy your act.
So, you know, it's you're not saying, hey, don't do this. You're saying, you know, grow
They're
up a little too. I always used to say that when I smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Is Jenny so excited she's going off mic?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Stop that.
Sorry. I just get so excited. But it's true, though. It's really true, though. I think that sometimes, especially with Bieber and Miley, they just act like, oh, we're so pure. No, you're not. You just got out of the car with your vagina hanging out.
You're not.
Bieber's vagina.
Bieber's Bieber.
Yeah.
Awesome. Fist fight.
Oh, Owen Wilson. That way I can say that I did the thing to his nose. And then I
That's actually awesome.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
Oh, let's see. The bacon question. So you're going down on a girl and you find a piece of warm, crispy bacon.
Daniel skips that, remember?
Do you eat it?
Oh. Okay.
It's still warm.
Yeah, warm and crispy.
Shit, man, why not?
All right. Because you're half Jewish.
Oh, fuck. that was...
Eat half of the piece.
You zero.
Yes. I will eat half. Because I'm half Jewish. Thank you.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Yes?
Just do that.
Yeah, this is a simple yes.
Just
no.
Go ahead and...
Yes, because nothing burps better than bacon. And you can burp 5 hours later and go, bacon.
Would you rather be bacon?
Bacon pussy.
Would you rather be burping bacon or pussy?
Exactly. Bacon. Definitely.
Well, since I'm going to Carl's Jr. later anyways, I'm not going to eat it because I can't take on more carbs. Or more calories.
Oh, my God. He's watching his figure.
And take one nugget and stick it up your ass. What would you like for your last meal?
My last meal, I want lamb chops and spaghetti, and I can't have a joke for that. It's just my favorite.
Okay, lamb chops, good. Lamb and spaghetti.
Oh, lamb chops are so dang.
Yeah, me and Jimmy, we're going to get some lamb chops.
Mint jelly or no?
Mint jelly for show, and like the herbs or whatever, the basil, something,
parsley, something
stemmy.
Lemon peppers.
That's what it is. Mm.
Sounds good.
Rack of lamb or just... What other? What
I'm talking like shoulder.
Do you guys just share a brain here? Because you're answering all the questions the same.
They do.
You're the individual of the band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. Thank you very much.
He cries sometimes. I don't even know why.
It's called climaxing, and you should cuddle him afterwards.
Yeah. Those are tears of consent.
They're tears of consent.
Yes.
Was the lamb also your answer there, sir? Mr. Jimmy?
No, I would say pizza for sure.
Pizza
nice
for
and American.
Last meal.
I know that's a generic answer, but it's fucking good. So.
Feels good, yeah.
Love pizza.
Jenny?
I don't want to say it. It's so stupid.
Big
cheese
black
grits.
Hot? Oh, what?
Cheese grits.
Cheese grits.
No I'm from shit. The South.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Cheese grits.
Where in the South are you from?
Eggs.
They're good.
Greenville, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
So, that would be probably
That's
what I
grit
want.
That's country for sure.
That and some of my Aunt Sharon's carrot cake. With cheese cake, with cream cheese frosting. It's
I like your insurance carrot
delicious.
Cake too.
So does half the town.
Sexually.
Titties and carrot cake. Yo.
So let me get this straight. This is the meal that I eat before I die.
Yes. Okay. Not like just your last meal.
Okay,
like,
we're going with a pound of DMT with a pound of acid on the side.
Awesome.
Thinking ahead.
I'm going out like
I'm
a firework.
I'm drifting into the next form.
Like Aldous Huxley.
Exactly. You know?
If I'm not going to die, get where's that LSD 25?
Okay, Hunter.
Straight to the vein.
No, he went. Yeah. That was a whole different thing.
I just like
Yeah, okay. And last question. Have you ever been surprised having sex?
Was it ever a dick?
Yeah. I mean,
elaborate.
Sometimes you ask a girl to do something and she doesn't want to do it until you have your biggest fight. Immediately afterwards, she tells you to stick your finger somewhere. And you're like, I thought you weren't into that. She's like, just do it, okay? I love you. And you're like, okay. you know?
That's surprising.
Fuck, it hurts. Why are you doing that?
You shrug at your shoulders. Forget about it,
all right? That was a surprise. The surprise wasn't what she asked me to do. It was just how pissed she got when she, you know, after I did it. It was just like, you asked me to.
Little spit goes a long way.
Shit. That's what I forgot.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. Thanks, guys.
What is the question again? I'm sorry.
Have you ever been surprised having sex? And please elaborate.
Yeah, you know, I've been surprised. I like surprises. They've been positive surprises. Spontaneous surprises. As in, should I elaborate?
Yeah.
Did you date a squirter?
Did she invite her best friend?
I've met
in the
some
room?
Squirters, and I think that's
wild.
Really cool. I like that surprise. I like the feeling of actually being able to tell when that's happening while during that. Like, that's cool.
That they didn't pee on him.
You like to be peed on.
They just squirted, they didn't pee on him.
That's always the first line. That's not pee. Well, thanks, honey.
Good. I've been surprised in cars many times, you know. I have a passenger who's supposed to be a passenger. and boy, do they passage. Are they
passage.
I mean, they just get on that car and...
know how to drive
I'm done.
Stick shift?
So.
I'm done. All right, Jenny.
The last time I was surprised, I slept with someone that I've known for a long time, and surprisingly, they were incredibly hot in bed. It was a surprise. It was a pleasant surprise.
You banged somebody expecting they would be dull?
No, I just, it was unexpectedly fucking hot.
Okay. All right.
Like, where you go, well, I would have done this a lot sooner had I known this was in store for me.
Did you call him back?
Jeez, absolutely. Okay.
And?
To say and round two. Tomorrow? Awesome. I will be there.
It's all about round two.
Are you going to see that fella later tonight?
No.
Oh.
Probably not. I have something else lined up.
Oh. Okay.
Always looking ahead.
Busy schedule.
They're stable.
And yeah, Aaron?
I love going last because I get to think of all the good shit.
Right.
But, yeah, of course I've been surprised. Like, the first time I lost it, I was like, am I really not going to die a virgin? Like, like, this is happening right now.
And then you were like,
and then 1 minute later, Carl's Jr.
That's it.
1 minute? Not even like
sex
3 minutes.
Sex is always like, followed by Carl's Jr.
Always.
Nice. Oh, wait, Nick, it's your turn now.
Oh, are we doing that? All right. Yeah. I'll just do a few.
Yeah, just run through a couple.
Just a few to wrap
this up. Well, I'll start off with my favorite.
Okay, go for it.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up. Beat up, for sure.
Jimmy.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up and arrested. I go hard.
All right. Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, are you fucking asking me that?
Beatles, okay.
Beatles.
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 Everybody, Beatles. Room full of Beatles. All right. Which is your favorite Beatle?
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to say John.
Paul is the hot one.
Ringo. Drummers keep beat.
Oh, thank Ringo. You. Nobody's ever picked
I'm
Ringo.
Sorry, but I'm a drummer, but come on.
They do.
Ringo.
They do.
Ringo. Paul, but Paul.
Paul, yeah. Okay.
Because he's the hot one.
Paul's butt? What?
Yeah, but
Clash or Sex Pistols?
That ass.
Clash or Sex Pistols? Oh, man. I'm going to have to say Sex Pistols, man. Like,
I think you made the right choice.
Yeah.
Sex Pistols.
Definitely Sex Pistols for me.
Fuck
wow.
Yeah.
Good Beatles boys. And Sex Good Pistols. Boys.
That's
right.
That is a weird mix, though.
That's awesome. Common. That's fucking so awesome.
Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy.
I just laughed because I thought of the song Holy Diver. That's a funny ass song, but Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy.
Okay.
Holy Diver!
That was good. Yeah.
Room full of Aussies, too.
No,
wow.
Dio, yeah. Dio, of course. No, Ozzy. Duh.
Okay.
Ozzy.
Duh. Holy Diver!
All right, last musical one. Uh-huh. Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Oh. Oh, man, my mom's going to hate me, but I like Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
They're like, who?
Right. Oh, I just remember. I know. It is actually my preference is Pat Benatar musically.
Me too.
Joan Jett, because she's a lesbian.
Nice. Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Fuck yeah.
Love it. Pat for me too.
Cool. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And let's see. AIDS or cancer?
There you go.
Jesus.
I'm going to say cancer. I mean.
I would like cancer with a side of AIDS.
I would like ass cancer.
So like, what
oh
is,
no!
This question needs a little bit more. Like,
no, it don't.
No,
AIDS or cancer?
Pick one. Pick one.
Which one could you go to someone and go, I have cancer?
Cancer?
Okay.
The Tropic of Cancer?
Blind or deaf?
Okay.
Blind. Oh, dude, that is a fucking hard one. I'm gonna say blind.
Yeah, blind.
Blind
musicians.
For sure.
No,
yeah.
Deaf.
You can still drive.
Gay or ginger?
Know who you're fucking.
Gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger?
I'd rather not sometimes, so blind would be much better.
Oh, I'll go gay, I guess.
Oh, sample that out, Rick. Isolate that, please.
Well, I could say it better, I mean.
I'll go gay.
No, it's not perfect.
I'll go gay, I guess.
I'll go ginger on that one.
I'd say a gay ginger like Chris Daniels or Ginger Divine, as we all know him.
Yeah.
So
Ginger Divine.
I would say a gay ginger.
I'll go ginger because hair dye exists.
Oh,
skin dye does not.
Good, good.
All right. Well, did you have one last one?
Skin dye.
No, I'm done.
Not.
I'm done.
Rick, did you have one you wanted to ask?
No, I think you hit it all. Well, you know, there's the Bender movie.
Oh, okay.
Questions.
If you could live in a universe with only one thing, and it was either Beatles or Star Wars, which one would you pick?
Oh,
ooh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's like love or justice.
Yeah.
Shit, dude. I'm going to have to go with the Beatles on that one. Just because of the sheer number of girls they fucked.
Yeah. George Lucas is not even near that.
Right, right.
No way.
George Lucas getting the ladies. Said no one ever.
Damn, they were both a big part of my childhood, for sure. That was pretty much the two most... You just nailed the two most significant things in my childhood.
That's why it's such a good question.
We know.
But I'm going to pick the Beatles, for sure.
I'm going to say Star Wars.
Ooh.
Sorry.
If I was living in a distant universe in the middle of cosmos somewhere, Star Wars, so I know how to fight those motherfuckers when they come for me.
Right.
But yeah.
There's no Carlos Jr. after you have sex. There's no sex in the Star Wars world.
Yes, there is.
There is no sex
between
sex
siblings.
On
there
the
is.
Champagne Falcon.
Oh shit, that's
there
right.
There's no sex on the
well,
Champagne
I'm staying
Falcon.
Out of that one.
What about Leia and her provocative bathing suit? Princess Leia?
And her name, Leia. Get it?
Well, and her and Luke's parents, you know, they did it, too.
They had kids.
They did it, too.
At least
lots
once.
Of sex.
They did the dirty. Ooh,
so
yeah.
Your answer was the Beatles, right? After all that?
Realistically, the Beatles, yeah.
Yeah.
Realistically.
I like that more.
We're
than
dealing
Star Wars.
With reality all right. somewhat.
Well, squeaking out a very narrow victory over my man over here, Daniel, with 175 points.
Shit.
We have the Jenny Paz with 180 points.
Oh, shit.
You guys are also very close. I got a 160 and a 150.
Oh, yeah, we're the losers, so thanks.
Yeah,
where did the points come from?
Don't try to make it feel bad.
This, me.
Opinions are metered.
Completely
I guess.
Randomly scored.
Drew Carey over here.
And yeah, oh, here's nice. Some stickers. Y'all win some nice stickers there.
Actually, somebody pointed out to me the other day that Rory looks like Andy Dick.
Yeah.
And I never.
I have to dye my
okay,
hair.
Okay, but honestly, I never even thought of that until they said it, and I went. Oh my God, he does kind of look like Andy Dick.
Rory, you're way cuter than Andy.
I know, he is much cuter, but it was now that someone pointed it out.
Oh. Shit.
And the room is stopped.
Oh, and there,
how can you help that?
We haven't done this in a while. That awkward silence brought to you by our good friends at Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check the Pinky link at PinkyPolansky.com.
Why isn't Uncle Felix sleeping again?
You know why, honey.
Felix likes to drink.
That's right.
And if you've ever met him,
we miss you, Rick.
So, Jenny, you've got a show this Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
All right, so and Friday at the Knit.
And Thursday, too, at Rise.
Thursday at Rise.
Yep.
Friday
at the Knitting
the
Factory.
Knit, Saturday
at the Pioneer.
At Pioneer.
Jesus Christ.
Go see Jenny this weekend.
Do
she's
it.
Available.
This girl gets around.
Give me them
I
ticks.
Get around.
You guys, Crush, when's your next show?
We'll be playing at the studio on 4th. It's an acoustic show on February 7th. That will be a Thursday night. After that, we're playing in Carson City for the first time ever at Club Envy.
So we're playing with some good friends of ours. It's going to be a pretty dubstep electro night. So
that's an all-ages show, though.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
When are you guys playing again in Reno, though?
The big Reno show I was about to tell you about.
I'm just saying.
Feb 15th.
You got your little book out.
It's going to be February 15th at Club Rise. That's 21 and up, so we're looking to get a lot of...
So at Rise?
Yes. Okay,
cool.
It's our first time there. It's going to be a really, really big show for us. So any support you guys can come out will help us.
Absolutely. Remind me, and I'll make sure to promote it.
Cool. We're going to be dropping our beats from 9 p.m. till 11 p.m. Anyone here qualifies.
Are you going to be in the main room or the side?
We're going to be in the main club.
In the main
club?
Nice.
That's not a bad
It's a big night for
us.
A $5 cover charge, so it's really cheap for Rise. And
for real.
Just
it's
stay
be a
in
break night for
till,
us.
You know, because the cover will probably go up after we leave or something. Stay in the club.
What time does it start?
9 p.m. is when we're going to start, and we're going to play till 11.
Okay.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, we'll be the DJs on that Friday night.
Anybody else that we know of on the bill with you guys?
I don't know who's DJing after us.
All right. Just curious, because they always get some good local talent over there.
Yeah.
I like Rise. They support local shit a lot.
They do.
And like,
Shannon's a good guy.
They don't get a lot of credit over there, but yeah. Yeah, I met him a couple of times.
Well, it's like the thing on Thursday is the Mafia. God damn, I can't remember the full name.
The ladies' night thing?
No, it's the comedy. Oh. The Mafia comedy or something. I can't
Black
remember.
Black Hat Mafia? No.
It's by Matt.
The Bain. Sailor Moon Mafia.
Mafia comedy? I don't know. But it's going to be a lot of
fun.
Well,
check it out. Yeah, Comedy at Rise. They've been doing it for a couple months now.
Yeah.
A lot of good talent coming
And they do
there.
It every other week, so you're not saturated with it.
There we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're about at the end here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You got anything for the upcoming weekend?
I really don't, no. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm just into doing this movie and doing that
commercial,
and I'll report to you next week and tell you how that goes.
It'll go great. It's you, Nichols.
I hope so. We'll see.
Well, and then, Rick, you're recording. You're never out.
Yeah.
You have a day off.
It's Saturday.
I got a day off on Saturday. I might go out Friday night or Saturday.
Ooh.
I know. Crazy.
He's going to have a spank bang Saturday.
You know, as always, hit up all your open mic nights in town, whether it's music at Strega or Jub Jub's on Sunday or Monday, whether it's comedy at Red Rocks or Third Street
on Wednesdays.
Yeah, there's awesome open mics every night of the week in this town. We went through them all last week.
Studio on 4th has got a good one. They're doing that
Wednesdays before the third show.
Because Third Street, it's
I've been to both in one night.
Yeah.
Pat Shillitoe hosts it.
We double team a lot of our open mics.
Nice.
We double team a lot of things.
Sexually.
Yeah. Triple team.
We double up.
When you meet girls, you're like, hi, we're a threesome now. We're a foursome.
Yep.
I come with accessories.
What's your name? Crush. Wait, that's your band name. It doesn't matter.
That's how you put your fingers gently on their lips and go, shh.
Shut up.
You're thinking
you ever
too
done
hard.
The human centipede with the three young white men?
Oh, God.
You get to be the tail, baby.
That's the most
creepy,
horrible
Nick.
Movie
creepy.
Ever.
Ugh. I like to go out on a
you
creepy note.
You get to be the tail, baby.
I want to point out at Rise this on Saturday night, we got Funk and Cake, so please check that out. I know a lot of people involved with Rump and Funk and all that.
Yeah.
And so check that out. It's Black Rock City All-Stars are going to be there.
Yep.
It's going to be a killer show.
Word.
Meta. So, they're fucking great.
And Heidi, did the lovely DJ Heidelicious, friend of the show.
Heidi love her.
She's going to be spinning over there.
She's good.
Yeah. She's a lot of fun. So at any rate, I guess for Nick Ramirez, Chewy, Dogwater Dick. Oh wait,
we should
what?
Do one more song since we set up
one more song. One more
question.
Song.
Oh, one more song. I'll say. Well,
please,
then
please.
Go ahead and say goodbye.
I'll say goodbye, and so you run in the other room, Jimmy. You get going, and I'll just vamp for time here. All right. So once again, from the top, for Nick Ramirez, hi. Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca. Oh. What's his name? The intern.
Some guy.
Frederick
John
Johnson.
Fred.
All of our
Fred
friends.
John
all of our
Stone.
Friends with Crush and Jenny Pez Dispenser. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying thank you for listening and good night, ladies.
Take off your pants.
Thank you for having us, too.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Jet black hair of the darkest night and eyes of emerald green and lips that used to be so sweet. But the voice I used to sing, well, it's only whispering now. There ain't nothing left to say. And I know there's nothing I can do. Try to keep her from walking out the door now. So I'm just gonna sit right down and cry. How am
much longer till I lose my girl? Jet black hair of the darkest night. What beautiful crooked teeth. What an easy girl for a guy to want. Oh yeah. And now she held me tight and looked into my eyes. Wow. But all of my love could a woman hold. Wow, 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 why? Cause I know there's nothing I can say. Try to keep her from running away now. So I'm just gonna hang my head inside. How much longer till I lose my girl? Best ones always get away.
Now I have to burp.
I can't take that certain thickness in his pants. I'm ashamed of my heterosexuality.
Dog War Studios.
I'm straight and I fucking hate it. Make them pay for me liking pussy.